leading the charge with your news headlines on Timbalware. The ball is now in the legislature's court to answer the state Supreme Court's decision that the current mechanism for distributing education funding is unconstitutional. In the middle of this legal battle is USD 443 Superintendent Alan Cunningham. Dodge City Schools are one of the four plaintiffs that have been there from the beginning, despite some of the costs they've incurred.
Probably, I would say, a couple hundred thousand. But the time they fixed it in 2009, and of course that fix only lasted for a couple years, Dodge City Public Schools received in excess of, I think, $2 million in additional funding. So that's a pretty good return on investment.
Cunningham believes the price tag isn't too high for kids in his district and across the state to receive the quality education they deserve. No indication on how the legislature will attempt to solve the latest round in the education funding battle. For up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Bolware.